much of the discussion about Erev Pesach Chanukah and Shabbos revolves around Tzuda Shabbos and the Shira and Erev Pesach and the beer on Shabbos. So we talk about a little bit of a different angle of the Shaila. I haven't heard already over the course of the last couple of weeks the different permutations of what to do. But then we talk about the issue of Erev Pesach Chanukah and Shabbos as applied to the Manchester Pesach Mikdash and Akayim. The most, in a certain sense, the most significant of all the Shabbos was how Hilchos Korban Pesach plays out when you have an Erev Pesach Chalos to Shabbos. So we just talk a little bit about the basic sugya of Korban Pesach and Shabbos and see how even that is relevant for us, halach l'mais, in many, many different applications. So the sugya begins at the beginning of the sixth parakah with Erech Tzachim, where the Gemara raises the Shaila. What's the halach? Is Korban Pesach Erech Shabbos or not? So at first glance, it shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos, because we have a general rule that Kavanas Tzibur are Deicha Shabbos, and Kavanas Yochel are not Deicha Shabbos. A person cannot bring a regular carbon to Shabbos, that's an Isser of Shochei, whereas a carbon Talmud, a carbon Musaf, those types of Kavanas are Deicha Shabbos. So if you think about it, a carbon Pesach is in a certain sense closer to a carbon Yochel than to a carbon Tzibur. Each individual brings, or each group brings their own carbon Pesach. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, it's not Deicha Shabbos. So in fact, it shouldn't surprise us that the Chum had a suffix about this. He might tell the same story. At the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, so the B'nai B'Seira, they were the ones who were in the Nisim, they were the ones who were in charge of passing the Shailas. So the B'nai B'Seira, Tachmul Mesupal, about this very Shaila, is Korban Pesach going to be Deich HaShabbos or not? Apparently it hadn't happened in many, many years. You know, the way our calendar is set up, so it happens in certain intervals. But in the olden days, it depended purely on Pierre. So it could have been, there were many, it could be a whole generation that passed before it had been, last time with their Pesach Chalos Shabbos. In fact, they didn't remember what was that halacha. So the Gemara tells us that Hillel happened to have been present at the time. Hillel was a young man at the time, and he wasn't well known. And Hillel had a Mesorah from his Rebbeim, from Shemaiah Ben Avtayon, that in fact the Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, and he proved it to them with the Gezeirah Shavuot, with the Kal V'Chomer, with the Metzid, the whole story, the whole sugya at the beginning of the sixth parak of the second Tzachim. And the bottom line is the Gemara concludes that is the halacha, that Hillel Taka was reminding them that was really the halacha all along. The Korban Pesach is in fact the Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara has a nice ending to the story. The Gemara says that when the Bnei B'Seira realized that Hillel knew how to learn, he knew things that they didn't know, so they decided to elect him to be the Rosh Yeshiva, so they made him the Nasi. It seems like a murder. That's the way you become an Nazi. You become a Rashid. If you know how to learn, that's it. Nobody knew who he was. He didn't have Yichus. That's it. You became a Rashid because he knew how to learn better. That's as an aside. So the Gemara's conclusion is clearly that the Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. The Mishnah has a comment in the fifth parak of Pesachim in discussing Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah recounts the entire Seder HaDvarim of how they offer the Korban Pesach, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Zvika, everything is done, have the Chalav and the works. The whole Seder HaDvarim from A to Z, many are familiar with this Mishnah, many say this in Erev Pesach, many have a custom of saying over the Avodas Miras Korban Pesach in Erev Pesach, so many people say this whole Mishnah in the end of Tamid Nishcha. So if the Mishnah gives you the whole Seder HaDvarim, the Mishnah concludes, Kimaseo b'chol kach maseo b'Shabbos. Whatever you do on a weekday, that's what you do on Shabbos also. You shouldn't think there are any differences between Korban Pesach on a weekday and Korban Pesach on Shabbos. What is the significance of this statement, Kimaseo b'chol kach maseo b'Shabbos? So there are a few important ha'aras l'maisa that affect us, not even so much in terms of Hilchos Pesach, but in terms of other areas of Halacha, that may be relevant based on this statement of Kimaseo b'chol kach maseo b'Shabbos. So the Mishnah, in recounting the Seder Advarim of the normal Korban Pesach, tells us that there are a lot of Kohanim who were present at the time of the Korban Pesach, and they would split up the Avodah. When you bring the Korban, so certain parts of the Avodah can be done by the Yisrael, things which are not really the Avodah, the Shechita can be done by the Yisrael, but the rest of the Avodah has to be done by the Kohanim, but there are many, many different stages of the Avodah. There are many different processes that have to be done. There's Kabbalah Saddam, there's Halach Saddam, there's Rikah Saddam, there's the Chalav, a lot of things that have to be done by the Kohanim, so, and they need not be done by one particular Kohen. You can split it up, so you can have one Kohen do the Kabbalah Saddam, and one Kohen will do the walk the Dam to the Mizbeach, and another Kohen will do the Shrikah Saddam, another Kohen will do the Hektech Lamir Arb, and there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, the Mishnah says that's exactly what they did, that in assembly line. So the Mishnah describes it when their Pesach fell out on the weekday, so that's what they did. They divided up the Avodah, and each Kohen did a different part of any given Korban Pesach. So it's on this that the Mishnah concludes, Kibaseo b'chol kach maseo b'Shabbos. So that phrase seems to indicate that the same exact way they did this divvying up of the Avodah on a regular weekday, that's exactly what they did on Shabbos as well. So at first glance, I shouldn't sound such a tremendous chiddush. Why I'm making a point out of this. Who cares? If that's how they do the Avodah, that's how they do the Avodah. So So this line in the Mishnah that describes the dividing up of the Korban Pesach on a Yom Chol, and then the Mishnah's conclusion to Maaseh B'Chokach, Maaseh B'Shabbos, that became the source of a major controversy in the Gedolei HaPoskim, where it goes back hundreds of years, back to the days of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef already raises the following Shaila. We know that there are other things out there that are Doicha Shabbos. There are other mitzvahs that you're allowed to do, even at the expense of Chil Shabbos. The one that's most relevant for us is the mitzvah of Bris Mila. We know that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, Mila is not as Doicha Shabbos, just as Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara has certain similarities between the din that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, and it's in the Korban Pesach of the Shabbos. One of the similarities the Gemara says is, just as there was a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the 19th parak of Shabbos about Mila being Derech Shabbos, is that limited only to the Gufa Mila, or does that include all the Machshira Mila? Let's say, for example, you don't have a knife, so you're allowed to carry a knife in order to do the Bris Mila, or even better, you're allowed to make a knife in order to do the Bris Mila. So Rabbi Eliezer held yes, Rabbi Eliezer held that not only is Mila itself Derech Shabbos, but all the machshir and anything that's necessary to be done to make sure the Mila takes place is also permissible on Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva disagreed. Rabbi Akiva said that whatever could have been done from before Shabbos must be done from before Shabbos. And if you didn't do it, if you never got around to making a knife, then you're not allowed to make the knife, and you'd have to push the Mila off until after Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be a Kabbalah Kula B'Zman Hazeh. If you were to pass through like Rabbi Eliezer, then the moil could drive to the Bris on Shabbos. The moil could fly on Shabbos. It was always a problem. People who live out of town, the moil doesn't want to come. Say, this year, if a person's making a Bris on the Shabbos in the middle of a Kansas or something, he's going to have a big problem. He's trying to go pull himself a moil to go to come. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, no big deal. He could fly. He could fly on Shabbos. He could fly on Yom Tov. He could do whatever the law is necessary in order to come to the Bris. So Rabbi Akiva says not that way. We talk it, of course, to Allah, like Rabbi Akiva, that anything that in theory could have been done beforehand, Kabbalah, She'ef, Shalas, Mishbibi, Yod, Yom, is Ein Bechaz HaShabbos. So the Gemara in the sixth pack of Pesachim tells us that Lachlaikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, appears in two places in Shas. It appears Lagavi Bris Mila, and it appears Lagavi Korban Pesach. The same story, that according to Rabbi Akiva, only the Shechitas HaKorban itself is Bechaz HaShabbos, but all Machshir and all preparatory stages are not Bechaz HaShabbos. That's what the Gemara says. You have to make sure you can't carry a knife on Shabbos, and you can't carry an animal on Shabbos, you can't carry whatever you need for the Shechit on Shabbos. You have to make sure that everything is there from beforehand. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, you're allowed to drive on Shabbos, you're allowed to do whatever you need in order to ensure that the Korban Pesach is offered. So the Gemara says, it's the same Achleik, it's the same Shaila, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. You see that there are certain similarities between the two sugyas, that there's a mitzvah, that's Bechaz Shabbos, either the Shmila or Korban Pesach, and you have the Achleik that's Tanoim repeating itself, as to whether it's after the mitzvah itself or whether it's just the machshir, or includes the machshirin as well. So the Beis Yosef raises a question in Hilchos Mila concerning the din that Mila is Derech Shabbos. This halacha that Mila is Derech Shabbos, what if you have a situation where the moel doesn't do the entire job? The moel does half the Mila, and somebody else does the other half of the Mila. Would that be permissible on Shabbos? What's the case for Mitzvah? So the Mishnah tells us that whenever you do a Bris Mila, you have to do two stages. You have to do the Mila, you have to do the Priya. The Mila is the removing of the outer skin, the foreskin, and the Priya is the removing or the uncovering of the softer skin of the membrane underneath. So both have to be done, Molvul or Parakil or Mol, even though it doesn't say Priya explicitly in the Chumash, but the Gemara says it's based on other Psukim in Tefi Yeshua, the Rishonim point out, it's a Halacha L'Losh Mesina, that you have to do Priya as well. So there are two Dinim Midarais that have to be done in order for the Mila to be kosher. You have to do Mila, you have to do Priya. So in the olden days, there was a practice that they would be mechabe different molim to do different parts of the Mila. It's the same way as Man HaZeh, they were always searching around for an extra kibbutz. So in the old days, they had the same problem. So they came with an extra kibbutz, so they would be mechabe one mile with the Mila, and then the second mile with the Priya. So Bizman HaZeh, I don't think that's done. I haven't seen that done too often in the Bizman HaZeh. And somebody just called me this week, they wanted to know when they're making a bris. They wanted to know how many kibbutim were they entitled to the bris. I said to them, I have a story from Rabbi Katzenstein Sr. I'll tell you what he told me when I made a bris with my oldest son. So I asked him, Rabbi Katzenstein, how many kibbutim am I entitled to? So he said to me, you tell me how many you need, and I'll make them up for you. So he put the baby up, he put the baby down, tossed the baby in the air, whatever you want, we'll make another kibbutz here. So in the days of the Rishonim, they had another kibbutz, they split up the meal itself, meal and priya, which again, obviously, we don't do this kind of that. So the Beis Yosef writes, nothing wrong with that. Everyone says nothing wrong with that. You want one gal half the mitzvah, the other gal do the other half mitzvah, no problem. But the Beis Yosef raises the question, can you do that on Shabbos? What's the Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, so Mila is Derech Shabbos. So here, when the first male just does the mila, he doesn't do the priya, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. This child is pulling oral. So technically speaking, male number one was Bechal Shabbos. He didn't do the mitzvah, he was chazel, and he caused the baby to bleed without doing anything. Now the second male does the priya, so he's also in a sense, he's not really doing the mitzvah b'fneas, but he's doing the chassi mitzvah. So maybe we should argue that from the vantage point that a gavra, neither of them is really doing the mitzvah b'ris mila. So maybe it's not going to be Deche Shabbos. Even though from the vantage point of the baby, copy of the baby, so l'mais of the meal was fulfilled, at the end of the day the child is not an oral anymore, but maybe that's not enough to permit the act of Chil Shabbos. That's the Shabbos that they says it raises. What's the deal? Should we frown upon this practice of splitting up the bris milah when the eighth day falls out on Shabbos? So the Ramah quotes that the Mekilim, and the Ramah says he has a raya for the Mekilim. He has a raya to say that it shouldn't be a problem. His raya is this Mishnah Maseches Pesachim. Because the Mishnah says the Korban Pesach is Derech Shabbos. Korban Pesach being Derech Shabbos is pretty similar to Mila being Derech Shabbos. And when it comes to Korban Pesach being Derech Shabbos, so the Mishnah says, Ki Maseo B'chol Kach Maseo B'Shabbos. That you have one Kohen does the Zrikas Adam, one does Alach Adam, one does Ekta Chalav. And they split up all the tasks of the Korban. And the Mishnah says, that's fine. The Mishnah says the same way they do that during the week, that's what they did on Shabbos as well. Says the Ramah, it turns out that there's really no one Kayin who's doing the mitzvah. So what right do we have to let the one Kayin do one of the Avodas? Isn't that considered to be an act of Chil Shabbos? And he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Says the Ramah, you see from here that it's not true. You see from here that you look at the package deal. If the mitzvah is going to be completed, and that's Kamina where the one Kayin, two Kayin, 100 Kayin are going to do it. But at the end of the day, the mitzvah will be fulfilled, the Korban Pesach will be offered, the Korban Pesach will be kosher. So that does not constitute Chil Shabbos, each and every Kohen who participated in the Avodah. So the Ramah says, you see, from the Araya Brewer from this Mishnah, Korban Pesach, who would have ever thought, an Araya from the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, to a Shiloh Bris Milah. So others question whether the Ramah's Araya is really a correct Araya, based on the following yourself. We know that there's always a question, whenever you have a clash between mitzvos, between mitzvah and aveira, say the Rabbi Asay the Chalosa say, or Mila B'Shabbos, or Kabbasik B'Shabbos, or the Kochnefesh B'Shabbos, whenever you have a conflict between something that you have to do and something you're supposed to refrain from doing, and the Torah gives you the green light, the Torah tells you to do the mitzvah, to be zoicha, the aveira. So there's always a question that the Gemara has, the Midim HaSakaz Yuba, what's the nature of that halacha that you do for Moshe Mila and Shabbos? What's the nature of the din that you wear tittus even though it's Shabbos? What's the nature of those halachos? Is that together the chuyah or is that together hutra? The chuyah means that the aveir is still there. It's still called the maisa iser. It's just the Torah says to do it. The Torah says go ahead and do the bris mila and Shabbos, even though it's an act of chil Shabbos. It's not an act of chil Shabbos. You have to clap a chet for the Torah. The Kadosh Baruch is telling you to do it. But it's still that musa called Chil Shabbos. The Marshal, many of you shouldn't say, that the Koch Nefesh on Shabbos. It doesn't mean that it's Het Tegom. It doesn't mean that when you have to drive to Traspol on Shabbos, you're not doing Chil Shabbos. It's not Tuesday. It's Shabbos. The only thing is, Nebuch, the Torah says, the Koch Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, but it's still called an act of Chil Shabbos. Whereas other Rishonim say, no. Let's say, the Marshal, the Koch Nefesh, there was some Rishonim who say, it's Hutra. It's Mamish Tuesday. It's not Shabbos. Lagabi Chil Shesh Vesakona. So Shabbos is completely lifted. It's not considered to be a Maisa Veir at all. That can have serious ramifications in terms of issues that come up. Most noticeably, in terms of Pikuach Nefesh, how much is the person supposed to avoid Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos? Is it Dr. Lal Chetchila set up a situation where he's going to find himself in Pikuach Nefesh? Is that something that's appropriate or not? So that's the question. If you hold that it's Hutra, maybe those kinds of things would be Mutter. If you hold that it's Bechuya, that it's something that we don't like, we're going to try to avoid if we can, not to avoid it at the cost of the patient's life. Let's say it could easily be done by a non-Jew, so maybe it should be done by a non-Jew, maybe not to be done by the Jew. So a lot of technical issues in terms of the Koch Nefesh and other areas of Halacha will revolve around this Shaila, whether it's the Chuyah Hutra. So there are those who suggest that maybe this Shaila that we're raising, what's the nature of the Heter of Akrovas Torah Pesach on Shabbos? What's the nature of the Heter of Mila B'Shabbos? Is this the Torah, the Chuyah Hutra? That will ultimately determine whether you could split up the Avodah, or split up the Mitzvah. If you hold that this is an act of the Chuyah, if you hold that this is really an Isser, I mean, the Torah is saying this is called Chil Shabbos. If it's called Chil Shabbos, the only Heter of Chil Shabbos is to do the Bris Mila. I didn't do the Bris Mila. I just cut off the oil. That's enough. It's meaningless in Halacha. To remove the oil without doing the Priya is malvah apart to low mal. So I didn't act the Chil Shabbos. Shalom, but there is mitzvah. So takam chayev. Takam not allowed to do that. But if you hold that it's begedir hutra, so then hutra means that the makom
Mila, it's not Shabbos today. If it's not Shabbos today, so I did half the story, you did the other half, so it's not Shabbos. I wasn't Mechal Shabbos, and you were Mechal Shabbos. So come the, those are Chavarim who disagree with the Ramon, say, when it comes to Avodah Sakarbonos to Shabbos, when it comes to Pesach to Shabbos, so the Gemara says that that's Beged HaHutra. The Gemara says, the Feirish, that's Beged HaHutra. So something which is Beged HaHutra, I understand why it's Mutter to split up. Masha Ein Kein, Mila B'Shabbos, how do you know Mila B'Shabbos is HaHutra? Tata Machlekes have shown it, maybe Mila B'Shabbos is Tata Dechuya. If Mila B'Shabbos is Dechuya, and the Chumra of the Beis Yai says, then maybe you shouldn't split up the Mila. Tata makes a lot of sense. Why should it be? We're not sure, but the Gemara is clear that not everything is the same. The Gemara says Ezek Lechol also says Bechuya, and Tuma B'Tzibur is Machlekes Amorim, and Avodah B'Shabbos is Hutra. You have to really go through the things to figure out why each one is different. So Mila B'Shabbos, the Gemara never talks about. So Rishon Rav Machlekes, the beginning of Rabbi Eliezer and the Mila. So it could be that Nekuda, whether something is the Chuya Hutra, that's going to be the Kineya, that's going to be the determining feature as to whether it's appropriate to split up or not. Mishnah says that Kimaseo B'Chokach, Maseo B'Shabbos, the same way they brought the Korban Pesach on a weekday, they brought it on Shabbos. And one of the things that was done on a weekday was that the Bailam shechted the Korban, the Yisrael shechted the Korban, which is not a surprise, because the Halach is a Shechit bizarre. It's perfectly okay. Chetchila B'Pashas for a non-Kohen to shech the Korban. But there are some Sukkim that Shechit Kshere bizarre. So the Mishnah says that Kimaseo B'Chokach, Maseo B'Shabbos, which makes it sound like just as on a Tuesday, so the Yisrael shechted his own Korban Pesach, so to a Shabbos, the Yisrael shechted his own Korban Pesach, which shouldn't come as much of a surprise to us. Why not? If Korban Pesach is there for Shabbos, and is Shechitus Kesher Bazaar, so why can't the Yisrael do it? So there were some Acharenim who had a Chumra based on a Rashi and a Masechet Yevamos that may indicate this way, that even though the Halacha is that Shechitus Kesher Bazaar, when you have a Korban that's supposed to be brought on Shabbos, the Korban that's there for Shabbos, so only Avedis HaKohanim is Bech HaShabbos. And especially if there's a Kosov that a Kohen who does the Avedis HaKorban is allowed to be Bech HaShabbos. But the Yisrael was never given that Hefter. That was a special Hefter that was given, not Mikorach the Korban, not that the Korban is Bech HaShabbos, but the Avedis HaKohuna is Bech HaShabbos. So only the Kohen chooses to do the Shechita. The Yisrael does the Shechita. So that would be, this would be right, that would be in a Shechila. So the Rashi and Yevamos, it sounds a little bit like that. So come a group of Acharayim and say that's not true. You see the Farish from the Mishnah that Chiddush Gadol is not true. Because the Mishnah says, Yeshachet HaYisrael, and then the Mishnah concludes, Kimaseo B'Cholkach, Maseo B'Shabbos. They see that's what Lechat Chiva, to Shech that Korban Pesach on Shabbos, even Ayde Yisrael. So come a group of Acharayim and say, no, that perhaps there's a difference between the two. That when it comes to a regular Korban, so Shechit is Kesher Bazaar, it doesn't mean that there's any Maila for Yisrael to do it. If I want to bring a Korban Chatos, and I want to delegate the shechita to the kohen, it's okay, do whatever I want. I want to do it. The kohen wants to do it. Someone else wants to do it. There's no ma'al, there's no kiyum of shechita that korban ayde ha'ba'alim. But korban pesach may be the exception to the rule. Like Will was about this in the sugya of shlichos a couple years ago. But korban pesach says v'shachtu also kokal lasi oben arvayim. There may be a kiyum of the ba'alim to shech. But the evidence, even if somebody else shechta, it's going to be kosher. You can't say shluchos oben kimoso. But lechetchilu, there may be an added dimension for the ba'alim to shech. So it could be that even though, let's say we have a Korban Talmud or a Korban Musaf on Shabbos, so we would not have Yisrael Shecht. Only a Kohen would be permitted to Shecht. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, that may be the item in the cloud. But since Korban Pesach has this added dimension of a mitzvah, a Shechita Yedei Ba'alem, that added dimension perhaps has the ability to be Deicha Shabbos as well. So Kol Panim Amdu, now we've been talking about the Korban Pesach proper, so the din is, even though it was a suffix for the B'nai Seirah, when the Korban Pesach was Deicha Shabbos, the mice it is, no question that it is. And it's Doichi Yidin Ayidei. Multiple Kohanim, and it's Doichi Yidin Ayidei. The Bailim. So the Maisa did is quite clear. The Korban Pesach is, in fact, Doichi Shabbos.
But I'm saying to reject Rashi.
No, so Rashi says, Rashi's not talking about Korban Pesach. Rashi's talking about Korban Tumid. Rashi says that the Korban Tumid and Shabbos has to be Shechted by the Kohen. But there was another Korban that is usually brought on Erev Pesach, which was a major discussion as to whether that Korban can be Doichi Shabbos or not. And that's the Korban Chagiga. So we know that the Mishnah tells us in Sachem that in a normal situation, they would offer a Korban Chagiga, what's called Chagigas Yedalit. So there are two Korbanos Chagiga that are associated with Pesach. There's Chagigas Tezvav and Chagigas Yedalit. Chagigas Tezvav is the one that's brought on the first day of Yom Tov for him, but not on the first day, but any other day of Yom Tov. And that has nothing to do with Pesach. That's the Din of Shalosh Megalim. The same way on Sukkot and Shavuos, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, so every male who comes to the Beis HaMikdash has to offer three kavanos on Yom Tov. He has to offer an oil for Iya, he has to offer a shalmi chagiga, and he has to offer a shalmi simcha. That's three different chayuvim that go together with Aliyah L'Regel. So that applies to every Yom Tov, not necessarily to Pesach. The chagigas of Pesach, the additional chagiga of Pesach, which is called chagiga Yidalid, that's the kavan chagiga that's offered on Erev Pesach. Where did that come from? So the first chagiga, chagiga Tezvav, that's the pasuk Chumash. The chagayisim is a chag l'Hashem, which is a pasuk in Parshas Emor, Gabi Sukkis. We derive from here that whenever it's a chag l'Hashem, so it has to be Aide Korban Chagiga. So where does Korban Chagiga's Yidalid enter into the picture? So this was the machlekes HaTanoi between Ben Tema and the Chachamim. So Ben Tema was of the opinion, the Tzad of Ben Tema was of the opinion that it's a din mid'arai, so you have to offer a Korban Chagiga. It comes from a pasuk Zevach Chag HaPasach. The Torah says, Le'olim La'boik is Zevach Chag HaPasach. Zevach refers to the Zevach, the Korban Zvich of Chagiga. And Zevach Chag is the Chagiga. And Pasach is the Korban Pesach. So according to Ben Tema, there's a mitzvah of the Araisa on Erev Pesach to offer two kabbalas. The Iker din deraita is Shechitas of Pesach. And then in addition, to offer Korban Chagiga and to eat the meat of the Pesach Chagiga on the night of Tezvot. And the Chachamim say, there is no such halacha, that there is no din deraita of offering a Korban Chagiga. Korban Chagiga was instituted by the Chachamim for the following reason. It's a neder in the dove, it's a voluntary carbon. You can always bring a carbon shlomim whenever you want. So why did the Chachamim insist that we bring an extra carbon shlomim with chagigas yidhalid? What was the point of this akara? So the Mishnah, the Gemara explains that we want to make sure that people have enough to eat on Pesach night. We want to come in Pesach to be nechal al asova. So we want to make sure that they have enough to fill up on Pesach night. So it could be that people aren't going to have enough meat. The carbon pesach, you have a small carbon pesach, a lot of people in the family, everyone's going to get the kosher kedayah, so that's not going to be fulfillment of nechal al asova. So therefore, the Mishnah says that if you need extra meat, so then you should bring a carbon chagiga in order to enable you to have the extra meat. And therefore, the Chacham instituted to do this if you really have a need. If you don't have such a need, you have a small family and a big carbon, so you'll need a lot of carbon pesach, not what to eat. So carbon chagiga was instituted by the Chacham not as a chov gomor, but as an ancient Torah, it's a good idea, or at least in a situation where you're supposed to do it, so it was a takana, but it wasn't a takana kavua for all of Klal Yisrael.
As it says,
right, the beginning or the end, right. The further machlokes is right. Tosafot says it's only there with the Rabbanan, right. And Tosafot says it's only takana sacham not to eat the grand pesach l'asova, because there you may come to break the bones. The Shabbat says it's in the Raisa, Kedach Shabbat Lachem. But a chokpan in the Mishnah says that according to the Chacham who disagrees with Ben Tema, there's no real din deraisa to eat a carbon chagiga, to offer the carbon chagiga. The Gemara says, my nafkamina between Ben Tema and the Rabbanah? There's a few nafkaminas. According to Ben Tema, it's a chiyuv gomer. According to the Chacham, not necessarily. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But the Gemara says that there are other nafkaminas between Ben Tema and the Rabbanah as to how the halachas of carbon pesach play out vis-a-vis carbon chagiga. That according to Ben Tema, just as there's a halacha that you have to eat the Korban Pesach b'tzli, has to be tzliyesh, it's not allowed to be mevushol, so to the Korban Chagiga has to be tzliyesh as well. Because according to Ben Tema, there's a hekesh, Zevach Chag HaPosach, Zevach Chag is the Chagiga, Posach is the Korban Pesach, so all the dinim of Achilas Korban Pesach carry over to Achilas Chagiga. Whereas according to the Rabbanu Hoyed Rabbi Yonam, according to the Rabbanan, it's a regular carbon shlomim. So you want a cookie, you want to fry it, you want to bake it, you want to roast it, whatever you want. It's not a problem. So the Gemara raises the question, how do we pass it? Do we pass like Ben Tema? Do we pass it like the Rabbanan? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Barashtana. Because in the Zman, Shabbat Shemit Yishayakayim, so the Nusach, one of the questions of the Barashtana that we don't ask anymore was, Shabbat Shemit Yishayakayim, Basar Chai, Mavusha, Vashalak, Halai Lazak Kulo Tzli. Mishnah says that we eat only the carbon, only Tzli on Pesach night. So the Gemara says, really? You eat only three on Pesach night? According to Ben Tema, that's true. But according to the Chum, it's not true. According to the Chum, you have a cooked chagiga. Then afterwards, you have a roasted carbon Pesach. So you see from here, you see that this Mishnah, this Tam Mishnah, which quotes the Manishtana, seems to be supporting Ben Tema. That's what many of Yisharim say. We pass like Ben Tema.
Now, in discussion earlier, when you said about the offering of the carbon Pesach, okay, when it's permitted on Shabbos, like it would now, it's about the preparation of the car. I mean, shechita and whatever was done
at
the
Beit HaMikdash
the day.
They're allowed to roast it. That's the Mishnah to the Pharisee. You would wait till Motzei Shabbos to start roasting. You're young if you're allowed to roast it.
So these people had a very late Seder.
That's right. Very late. That's right.
So
But everyone else, when everyone else was saying Hallel and Shul, they were.
Where was the
chevra
taken off in the
Beit
Hamikdash?
Because you had to offer that on the mizbech. That they did on Shabbos.
And who would clean the inside of the animal?
In the Beit Hamikdash also. That they did on Shabbos also. Yeah. Micha Krav of the Gemara says they did on Shabbos. And then part of it they did on Shabbos. Whatever had to be removed in order to clean it up to be offered the chaylev was done on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says not only did they have to wait to roast, they had to wait to carry the animal back home. Because you can eat the Korban Pesach in all of Yerushalayim. There was no Erev in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says an Erev. They did for whatever reason, they didn't have to hold Shalom or not. There was no Erev in Yerushalayim. So they couldn't carry. So the Mishnah says that they would sit on the Harabayas until it got Ache Hashecha. And then they would walk back and carry the Korban Pesach back home to the house in Yerushalayim, and then they would go ahead and roast the Korban Pesach. That's what
they
were.
They asked like Rabbi Kiva, like Chatzos. They didn't start the Seder till Chatzos.
Did they tell you? I don't know how long it took.
No,
I don't know. I don't know how long it takes to roast the Korban Pesach. I don't know. They didn't. I don't know.
Time then, right?
I don't know.
Let's say Shabbos is 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Even the time you were up home to Yerushalayim, there were so many people coming there, it was time to finish.
So. I don't know.
The King David, how many Kovanos?
No, but even according to Rabbi Akiva, they had to finish by Chatzos, because Achilus HaPesach has to be before Chatzos Midrabon, according to Rabbi Akiva. Everyone agrees you have to eat Korban Pesach by Chatzos. The Shalom is there, I said, Midrabon, and that's enough to get from Matzah. So they said, afterwards, they said, Magid later. I guess they didn't have to say, Vice of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was born born yet. So then, Mice and Rebellion really happened afterwards. So,
they didn't have the
Avni Nezah school, right? That's someone else thought of it. So anyway, get back to the story. So this is going to have enough Kamina now, the Chor Legabe Shabbos. What's the din of a Korban Chagiga on Shabbos? Can you offer the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos? So according to the Rabbanah, forget about it. According to the Rabbanah, not even a Shiloh, of course you can't offer the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos, because it's not a Chiv there, I said, bring all together. And then we shouldn't discuss, even according to Ben Taymet, that's the portion that you can offer the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. So the Ma'isim usually assume that the Korban Chagiga was not offered on Shabbos. So if that's the case, that the Korban Chagiga wasn't offered on Shabbos, does that have any ramifications for us? So Tosfos quotes a minig in the end of Masechet Pesachim, that the Gemara says that you have to have Shnei Tafshilin, the Din, the Rabbanim, after the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, they were Masechet, that you have to bring Shnei Tafshilin to the Pesach Seder. You have to have two Kubdishes. There need not be a Zroah and an egg. That's a minig Yisrael to have a Zroah and an egg, but that's not the Din of the Gemara. The Din of the Gemara, any cooked dish would be acceptable. Somebody just came and asked me a shayla this week. They said that they're at a Seder. Their family, someone in the family was a vegetarian, and they're very, very strongly vegetarian, and the whole family goes along with them. And this particular person will cringe, will can't even stand to look at meat. So they don't put a Zroah on the table. So what do they put instead? So they told me that they put a picture of a Zroah on the table. So I said to them, don't put a picture of a Zroah. Take a piece of gefilte fish or something, and take another cooked dish and put it on the table. It does not look like it's the Zroah. It says, that's the Mishnei Tafshilin, the Gemara of the Pharisee. They didn't necessarily use meat in the days of the Gemara. The Gemara called some used meat and others didn't use meat. So the din is that you have to have two Tafshilin. One is supposed to be Zeichel from the face of the Gemara says, and one is supposed to be Zeichel at Le. No, we're not, but not to eat it. We don't eat it, we don't point to it, but to have it on the table, the Gemara says, you're allowed to have. So a part of the Gemara says that you have one zech lepesach, one zech chagiga. It's bentema shita, that's the source for the custom of roasting the egg. And many of us put the egg a little bit after cooking it, you throw it into the fire for a minute, so you get a little bit singed. So that's the throwback to bentema shita, that the chagiga is supposed to be roasted. But it's not mikra din, because even the zroah doesn't have to be roasted mikra din, as long as it's a cooked dish, and edible on the table, so that's all right. So a part in the Tosfos quotes a practice that there are some who had, that like this year, when their Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so they only bring one tafshil to the Seder. But the first Seder this year, I should tell those people, they don't have to bring two tafshil this year. Tosfos quotes one day, you only have to bring one tafshil, because this, you only bring the tafshil and Zeich LePesach Zeich Chagiga. So this year, when the Erev Pesach was falling on Shabbos, the Taka was no Korban Chagiga. They didn't offer the Korban Chagiga Yidal, so what do you have to bring a Zeich for it? So even though Taisus quotes such a sheet, the Taisus and others didn't hold that way. Others had a custom, so low plug. That's what happened in the years. Nobody that I've ever seen cuts down on the egg. Doesn't put any egg on the Seder plate this year. So even though Mikra didn't, it would have made a lot of sense not to. Taisus writes the minig is off of the cake to do it.
The roasted Zroah, the roasted egg I understand was for Bentema, because he said it's sleep, but the roasted Zroah...
It's for the Chacham, it's for everybody, because it's supposed to be the Chacham, basically. Right, but according to one Dan Tosfos, there wouldn't be any need for an egg this year. It's based on the fact that the Chav Chagig is not Birkas Shabbos, that there are some Acharonim who came up with the following minhag, that when we come to say to the, we say the bracha of Gaal Yisrael, so the Gemara says that after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, to add it on to this bracha. The original bracha was, bracha Hashem Hashem, a lot of Gaal, so the same Mitzrayim, v'giyanu alayu z'alechobo, Pesach Matzu Mora. That was the bracha. So then after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so then they added on to the bracha, kei yad yeinu Hashem l'keinu l'gol, sasim usmeichem v'inyin shalim, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- So some Achronim said that that only makes sense on a regular Seder night, because Vochim is the Korban Chagiga, and Psochim is the Korban Pesach, so the order of things is going to be, Benoch Hashem, you eat the Chagiga before you eat the Pesach. But when you have Erev Pesach Chalos B'Shabbos, like this year, so how can you say that it's Vochim and Psochim? It's not true. You're not going to eat the Zvochim before the Psochim. You're going to eat the Korban Pesach first, and the next Zevach you eat is going to be Chagigas Tezvach, not Chagigas Yidalit, because there is no Korban Chagigas Yidalit, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So the correct Nusach should be, Benoch Hashem, Min HaPsochim, Min HaZvochim, you should flip the order, because Pesach is going to come first on that year. That's what some Achareinim had. So other Achareinim said, first of all, this tefillah is La'asad Lozo, this tefillah is for next year, so forget, last year we should have said, Benoch Hashem, Min HaPsochim, Min HaZvochim, and Ba'od Yishlamar, the tefillah is Al-Shem, that Meheri Yiban HaMikdosh, once the Beis HaMikdosh is going to be rebuilt, and we go back to Kiddush HaChadosh HaFir Iyah, so we have no idea when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, we don't know when Erev Pesach is going to be next year. So the whole potato, the whole minute doesn't seem to sit too well. That's what Ben Echarim said, leave it the way it is, and Azvachim, and Apsachim, and Achkamin, Apsachim, Zachim, Zachim, the whole thing is, you shouldn't play around with the Nipsach. But there are two different Minhagim. In most Haggadahs, both are quoted. Most Haggadahs, it says, Yesh Omrim, Min Apsachim, and Azvachim. Whatever you minute is, you can do Zvachim, Zachim, Zachim, Zachim. The mice is time now, okay. I don't know if the Rav's Minig. I imagine Rav's Minig was probably not to change. I don't know for sure, but it's not like it's something the Briskas would tamper with the Nuscha Bracha because of these kinds of things. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, a couple of it. All these possible Shinuyim in terms of course, the one Dan Tyson, no bait on the table this year. And according to us, the flipping of the order, this is all a throwback to the fact that the Korban Chagiga is not going to be there for Shabbos. So yes, the Korban Pesach is there for Shabbos, but the Korban Chagiga most probably is not going to be there for Shabbos.